The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier, Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. It's me, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, Colombia, 2,600 meters closer to the stars. And all of that lovely, bright, sunny, clear Bogota weather that we are so used to, so accustomed to enjoying, seems to have just vanished. And I would say into thin air, but it's not thin air. It's now drizzly. There's a haze covering the city. It's chilly. It's positively a London February weather. Maybe a little bit warmer than that, of course, because we can go outside. But of course, it's just not very pleasant. It has me dreaming of warmer climes. It has me dreaming of getting back to Mompox, you know, the Tierra de Dios, where I have my little hotel, and getting stretching out in the sun and being in an uncontrollable sweat at all times. So if you're listening to this somewhere nice and warm, write in. Tell us where you are. Tell us what's going on. This is, you can get in touch at columbiacalling@gmail.com, and of course at Columbia Calling on Twitter and our Facebook page. We have a great show in the works for you. We'll be talking to Maria Linares of the Creative Mornings Bogota chapter. Now, and I have to admit, prior to meeting Maria, I really knew very little about the Creative Mornings movement, but I now know that it was started up in New York some years ago, and the Bogota chapter began in 2013. So it's a networking event, a networking breakfast event, but with a theme. And so we'll be delving into this, the Creative Mornings Network, the Creative Mornings Bogota chapter. Have you been to a Creative Mornings event? Have you been to one anywhere else in the world? I do believe there's like 114 chapters from anywhere from Istanbul to Seattle. So very exciting that. Very exciting to hear of young people, altruistic people, you know, sharing ideas. The pie is big enough for everyone else. For everyone, I mean. So the pie is big enough for everyone here in Colombia and everywhere, really. So what are we talking about? Yes, it's been a very, you know, a momentous couple of weeks. I've recently found out that Columbia Calling has passed the 7,000 downloads per week mark. That would have happened in last week's show with Ian McKinley, where he took over. Of course, it's all down to Ian, but where this diplomat, the Canadian diplomat, author, and Liverpool supporter, Ian McKinley, Canadian, he took over the show as a guest host to interview myself, Caroline Doherty de Novoa, and Vicky Kellaway about our book, Was Gabo an Irishman? Now, we've had some great coverage. We were written up in El Tiempo, the national newspaper. We've been written up in Semana magazine, so the sort of Newsweek or Time magazine for Colombia. Anyway, so that's been going very strong. And next week, we've got the official launch party. So we hope to continue in this good vein. But yes, you can hear it in my voice, the weariness of it all. But even though 7,000 people is enough to give me a big pickup, a pick-me-up, but the weariness of fractured and fragmented sleep patterns is I have a one-month-year-old son. And yes, that does require the three times a night rousing, calming, feeding, cleaning that everybody out there who's a parent knows all about. So that's what's going on here for me in Colombia. But as always, it's an interesting time here, especially with the peace dialogues, especially with what's going on in the countryside, the disconnect between the urban and the rural. Even I saw in today's Semana magazine, the president was lauding the fact that he said that a record number of Colombians had become middle class, which frankly I find very hard to justify, but of course the president with his statisticians, President Santos, is very able to justify these points, but I find it very hard. If you were to go to the south of Bogota and then just out into the countryside, if you could possibly justify this, especially on income, where most people don't make the official minimum wage here in Colombia, especially in the countryside, in the small villages. And I speak from first-hand knowledge from my time and my own business in Mompox. So that's a very interesting situation, but we will not be addressing this with Maria Linares. We will be talking about her as a composer, as a songwriter, as a musician, someone who spent time in New York, who's back here in Bogota, and of course one of the organizers, the hosts of the Bogota chapter of Creative Mornings. We've got a great show coming up for you, and thank you out there to all of our listeners, those who've made it possible to for 7,000 downloads a week. I apologize for the delays in getting the shows up. It's out of my hands, but what can I say? We are moving on with the Overseas Radio Network into bigger and better things. As always, get in touch at columbiacalling@gmail.com. Check out the website, columbiacallingradio.com, and you can get in touch with us again through Twitter at Columbia Calling. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with Maria Linares of the Creative Mornings Bogota chapter. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, and we're here in Bogota, 2,600 meters closer to the stars, with our very special guest this week, Maria Linares. It's the first time that we've got here on Columbia Calling a composer, a Colombian composer, here on the show, and we're in a lovely little sort of bakery cafe Chico, I guess the area is, a very, very elegant part of Bogota, conducting this interview. And so the music in the background is very setting. It's a great setting for this interview. We've got music in the background and we've got a musician in front of us. Welcome on the show, Maria.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for inviting me.
You're very welcome. Now, the first thing I know is that you speak very good English, and that's a relief for us here on an Anglo show. Now, I understand you lived for a while in New York, so tell us a little bit about your life in New York.
Okay, well, thank you for your comments about my English. I hope I make it up. I am a musician. I went to college here in Colombia and worked for a while at a production music house. And I used to make music for commercials and some TV shows. But I always wanted to first live in New York because it's a city I really love. And second, I wanted to go deeply in my studies in music for film. Okay. So I found an amazing program at NYU, New York University. And I applied for my master's, and I was really lucky, and I moved to New York City in 2008, and it was one of the best experiences I ever had. And after a while, I stayed for a couple of years working and making music. And
I don't think it was down to luck, Maria. I think because the right people get on these courses. They know how to judge if you're the right person for their masters. And so fantastic. And so you were working in all of these different fields of music, and now you're back here in Bogota. You are from Bogota.
Yes.
Okay. So you are a rola. You are a bogotana.
Totally rola.
So you moved to New York in 2008, and you came back in which year?
2012.
Wow, so good 4 years in New York. And how, let's say, because I moved full-time to Colombia, to Bogota in 2007, but how did you find the change in Bogota from 2008 to 2012?
Well, it was really interesting, for example, related to my field of work. When I came for a vacation in 2012, and I was really surprised about what was going on here in the film and the music industry. And that's what kept me in Colombia and made me think about coming back, because I felt there was something really, really good happening. And I felt it was my time to be here as a composer and someone who makes music for the, I don't know, media industry.
You could have stayed in New York, though. You could have stayed up there working, but you decided to come back.
Yes.
Wow, big step.
Yeah, I still do some projects for a few directors and clients in the U.S. I got the artist visa.
Okay.
So that was a great thing because I'm able to work in both places. And yeah, it was hard, but it was also amazing. Like, I felt I came here with a lot of good expectations, and I've been doing amazing projects I really like. So when I moved back, an opportunity came that it was to make the music for a web series called Susana y Elvira.
Is that, I think I see now, so I don't watch a lot of Colombian TV. So.
Okay, so in 2010 I was contacted by someone who offered me this project. They were doing it was like a pilot thing they were doing with their own budget, but it was really good, and I saw it had a lot of potential. The actresses were amazing, the cast, the production, everything was really, really interesting. So I worked on that project, and it has been actually one of the most important projects I've worked in the last couple of years, because that web series had two more seasons with sponsors, and now they had been making commercials with the cast from the web series, and it's been really amazing what has happened after I make that song. Yeah. And a lot of people have liked it, and so it's been really rewarding.
Excellent. So it went viral almost.
Yes.
Wow, is this a success?
These ladies are amazing. They are two bloggers.
Uh-huh.
Two women in their 30s who decided to start writing a blog one day, and they became really popular on the internet. So then they were approached by a producer who offered them, why don't we make your characters like real on the web series? And they produced the project.
Yeah.
And it's been really great working with them.
Excellent. Well, this is very good news. Very good news. So you've been working on Susana and Elvira. And what else have you been doing here in Colombia? Because obviously, I mean, you got drawn back to Colombia, and it's going very well for you. So you must feel that there is this, you know, a new ambiente, a new atmosphere in Colombia. Because, you know, from my times in 1998, 2000, 2001 in Colombia, things have changed. The atmosphere, the feeling has changed, right? Is it now more, would you say that now Bogotá is more open to artists and people of creative backgrounds?
Yeah, I feel like it. And also, I believe that entities like Cámara de Comercio, uh-huh, and have been doing a lot to make Bogota and Colombia like a center in Latin America for creative areas.
Yeah,
I believe.
There's, in the Cámara de Comercio, there's a guy from Northern Ireland working in the music section.
Garrett.
Yeah, you know Garrett?
I know him, yeah.
How crazy. He's got a really strong accent. It's really strong. When he puts on his proper Northern Ireland accent, I can't understand. So, well, excellent. You know Garrett and everything. But so this is really, really positive news. I mean, I have to say, you know, I came here today and I am, you know, people who read my blog or people who read my editorials, I'm always giving some tough love about like Bogota and Colombia, but I'm also writing positive things. But today, of all days, I have an outpouring of love for Bogota and for Colombia. I don't know why, I just got out, the sun was shining, everything was great, the taxi driver didn't try and rip me off. You know, everything's going well, I got lots of work done, everything seemed to work. And I just feel that there is an opportunity here. There are opportunities in Bogota, despite the bureaucracy, despite, you know, the difficulties in the country. But there seems to be an openness, mm-hmm, towards creativity, and that brings me nicely to my next point. Now, you organize something. You are like the head person, right, of something called Creative Mornings Bogota. So you obviously believe that there's a creativity here, that there's something. But I didn't know anything about Creative Mornings, and now I've read about it, and I'm just going to go, I know people out there will know about it, but it was created, it was started 6 years ago in New York City, and then in February 2013, I suppose, you helped start it up here in Bogota?
Yes, Creative Mornings was something that Tina Roth Eisenberg, mm-hmm. she's a Swiss designer who okay. lives in New York, and she started to host these monthly meetings at her design studio where she invited someone to talk about their creative process. Mm-hmm. And, well, a lot of things happened. This started to grow and spread in different cities. And on 2013, we, a group of four persons,
yeah.
Nicolás Rosso, Laura Ruiz, Alejandra Costa, and I, we started the Bogotá chapter.
Okay.
And it's been amazing. Actually, when I moved back from New York City, I was really impressed that professors at NYU or the people I met from the industry that had been really successful or were very good at their jobs, they were really willing to share what they knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt I really never had that before here, because I believe like people usually in the same industry don't want to share too much with other colleagues. They don't want to show them what they're doing because they feel they can lose their jobs or whatever. So I was amazed by what if that I live in New York could happen here, because I have mentors. I met a lot of people who were willing to, I don't know, help you out, guide you, show you what they were doing. So I was talking with one of my high school friends, who is Laura Ruiz, and she just have moved back from Milan.
Okay.
And then she mentioned Creative Mornings, because yeah. she had been attending Creative Mornings for the past year, and she said, like, you know what? I went to these events every month, and it's amazing. That's what they do. And I said, and that's where we decided to team up and make that happen. And then we met Nicolas and Alejandra, who were already requesting the Creative Mornings license. So we ended up being a whole team. And
but these are friends from way back, all of them?
No. Laura was my friend, uh-huh. and Nicolas and Alejandra were friends who were applying for the Creative Mornings license. And we contact them, and we reach Creative Mornings, and they yeah. told us there is someone who
is already
involved, and we contact them. We didn't know each other. It was amazing. But it also shows what Creative Mornings is, because we teamed up and ended up working without knowing each other. Of course, nowadays we're really good friends, and we started working. Our events were really cozy. We're about like 60-70 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, since the first event there was a lot of people interested in attending, and it's been amazing. It's been really rewarding. We usually invite someone to share their creative process through a project, and it's a very short talk. It's around 20-30 minutes. It's not academic. It's more like from a personal view on like learnings.
Yeah.
And then we offer breakfast.
Very good.
It's very good. And then there's a very important part of the event, that it's the networking.
Okay.
So people stay and meet each other, and we try to do activities every event, so
yeah.
people can network more, because here people are usually shy.
Yeah. Now, I found that very interesting and very positive, that there's no sort of arrogance to sharing knowledge and sharing, you know, not being guarded about what you have, because that is a problem in a lot of places, you know. Even historians don't like to share sometimes the things that they've investigated, because they think that someone might steal it and so on. So very, very positive. So if I were someone coming to Bogota, or someone in Bogota who wanted to find out about Creative Mornings, how would I find out when and where?
So you can look up for the Creative Mornings website.
Yes.
That it's www. www.creativemornings.com.
Yeah.
Look in cities, yeah, and choose Bogota, and there is the information about our next event.
Yeah.
All events are free of charge.
Uh-huh.
We only ask people to subscribe to the event, register a few days before the event.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can email us to bogota@creativemornings.com. We also have a Facebook group,
yep,
Facebook page, sorry,
yep,
Creative Mornings Bogota,
yep,
and there we share all the information.
That is perfect. So there, if you're out there, if you're listening, you want to get involved, creativemornings.com, look for Bogota on there, and I think you have links to the previous shows as well, recorded as well.
Oh, yeah. Right? Every event is recorded,
uh-huh,
so there's an amazing database of our talks and every talk. So you can find amazing artists, designers. There are like persons like Moby was in LA,
yeah,
Seth Godin, Simon Sinek, and amazing artists like all over the world, designers, entrepreneurs. It's all around creativity, and creativity is everywhere.
This is uplifting to hear this. Now, we were going to take a short break. We're going to come back with Maria Linares and keep talking about Creative Mornings Bogota, because I think it's fascinating. Those of you who want to get in touch with us, want to hear from different people or suggest people to interview, you can get in touch at columbiacalling@gmail.com, the website columbiacallingradio.com, Twitter at Columbia Calling, and Facebook page, as you would well imagine, Columbia Calling. So we're talking with Maria Linares. We're going to take a short break. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. We're talking to Maria Linares composer, music composer, musician, etc. New York, New York file, I guess you could call it. But also the person, one of the people in charge of setting up Creative Mornings here in Bogota, and that's what we're talking about. Now, I've done a little bit of research about Creative Mornings, and I told you in the earlier section that it was started 6 years ago in New York, and now it's been going strong for just over 2 years now here in Bogota, so that's fantastic. And it's a place of networking, it's a place to share ideas, it's a talk, it's a breakfast, it's free. So tell me something, there's 114 cities. If I go on the Creative Mornings website, I can see all of the talks from all over, and there's some really interesting cities out there. I mean, I would expect places like Seattle, San Francisco, so, but I've seen places like Tijuana and other places that I didn't even know where to put on the map. You know, there's some obvious places and some less obvious places, but that's pretty cool. I mean, I saw as well that Detroit is looking for someone to host this. If you're out there in Detroit, get involved. But anyway, so how do you go about choosing the themes for each month? Because it's a monthly event, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how do the themes get chosen?
Okay, themes are chosen by a city.
Uh-huh.
So there's like an order for you to get a turn and choose a theme. Actually, we chose the theme of next August.
Next August. So August 2015.
Yeah, it was chosen by Bogota.
And what's the theme?
It's action.
Action. Wow. So it could just be taken in any concept of action.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice because themes are very diverse. Mm-hmm. So we had themes like sex. We've had ugly.
Yeah.
We've had, I don't know, money.
Yeah.
We've had... They're very like different backwards, collaborate, and Creative Mornings allows every city to approach it the way they want. So you can find different things. This month it's gonna be different because the theme is robots. So I think it's gonna be more like the same approach in
most of the cities will come with the same type of imagination towards
yes.
it. And now, action, 2015, August, have you had people already approaching you? Because I guess that's what they then come to you to say, I've got an idea about action. Or do you approach people to say, I think you would be the right person?
No, well, we usually approach people.
Okay.
We start thinking inside the team, like, what would be a good approach, who would be interesting. We're always looking for interesting people doing things. But it's really good because nowadays, because we've done so many events,
yeah.
We get a lot of people contacting us and saying, hey, I know someone who's doing this project and it's amazing. Oh, I would like you to see my project, and we would like to speak in Creative Mornings. And we're always open for like new things, new ideas, so everyone can contact us and say, hey, I saw this, this is amazing. We also find people, I don't know, in magazines, in... And it's been really great because we've been able to find people we don't know at all, and that they're really doing creative projects.
So you probably are like the most connected person in Bogota. I mean, with all of this thing, for more than two years, so we're talking of more than 48 different shows, and so you've networked with people from all walks of life. What kind of age range would you say are the people who come and attend Creative Mornings, and of course the people who kind of present? What would you say? Does it tend to be a younger generation, or is it all diverse?
No, I wouldn't say it's like a younger generation. For speakers, I think we've had speakers from around, I don't know, 25, 27 to 50, 50-something. And the attendees are very different according to the event we are holding. There's like a group of people that usually attends every Creative Mornings. And it's really nice because what we have been looking for is to gather together a creative community.
Yeah, so and a continuity.
Exactly.
Well.
So there's a group of people that always come, and we already know them, and they are usually the ones that come up with ideas and like proposals of speakers or things. But according to every theme, we get a different group of people that attend because they are interested in something in a specific.
It's very interesting indeed. Now, so you know, the themes are out of your hands, and I've seen May is robot, and August is action. These are interesting, but you know, this is a hobby for you, surely, no? Because
yeah.
I don't think this is not a paid job.
No.
So
no.
you're like a volunteer, and then the people who come every month religiously, they can't have fixed jobs to be able to come at breakfast time. I mean, what time do these events start?
They start at 8:30,
okay,
and they usually end around 10 or 10:30.
Okay, so people can arrive a little bit late for work. Okay.
It's been like creating a little culture about the event. A lot of people that come are like independent or freelancers, but there's a lot of people who take their time on, and they ask their bosses, like, hey, there's something on Friday morning. It's once a month, and they come whatever they have to do. And, we're volunteers.
Yeah.
I don't do it by myself. I have an amazing team. We're now 10 persons.
Uh-huh.
And they're really great because, well, besides that, we have become friends. We get along really well, and everyone has very specific roles, so we can work together, because as you were saying, everyone has like their jobs and activities, so we have to make this come together great. So we are really happy because everyone is doing what they like to do.
Excellent. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, and so you're volunteers, but then where does the money come from to host these events?
That's
sponsorship?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the best question.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, our events are possible because of the generosity of our sponsors. We've had amazing sponsors like Brot, where we are now.
They
have been our breakfast sponsors. I think in 5 or 6 events.
Okay.
So it's been really great, because Creative Mornings is so powerful, like of what it's happening at every event, and the creative community that is getting together in Bogota every month, that there's a lot of people interested in supporting Creative Mornings. Like, we've been in Gimnasio Moderno, we've been in Mambo last month. This month we will be in Maloca, but we have been in restaurants.
This is where you host the
yeah,
events.
Where we host the events. Our events have grown a lot, that is really good. We have made all the efforts to make them bigger because there was a lot of there was a long waiting list. But making a bigger event has made it like harder to look for nice venues. But we've been really lucky and we found people interested in hosting our events. We always need new sponsors. We are open to that. So if you're interested in sponsoring Creative Mornings, you can email us at bogota@creativemornings.com. We want to be partners with companies, with brands that like want to support creativity, that believe in what is happening around here, that want to be connected to art, design, music, photography, you know, everything. Yeah, the team makes everything easier.
Of course, because you share the responsibilities, but you all have a combined goal. Right?
Yeah, and we've done really big events. In January, our event with Margarita Rosa Francisco, we had 340 persons.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people, yeah.
And if we compare that, do you know, I mean, did you ever attend in New York Creative Mornings?
Yes.
How many people would go to an event in New York?
I think around 400.
So there we go. I mean, you're up there with the big ones. I mean, this is not, you know, Bogota is punching
above its weight.
We have
been hosting really big events. I think that for 2015, our average of assistance is going to be around no less than 200.
These are big events.
Because we want to make, like, to be able to have all the people that want to come. Because we were leaving so many persons out that it didn't feel right, you know?
It's an inclusive thing. You don't want to turn people away. People are expressing an interest, though. I can understand that fully. I think it's absolutely phenomenal that you've had days at the private school, the Gimnasio Moderno, the Museum of Modern Art in Bogota. That's really cool.
And because you were mentioning New York, I wanted to mention to tell you something that was really amazing last year. Creative Mornings hosted the first organizer summit last October in New York, and we attended.
Very cool.
So we met organizers from different cities, and it was the first time that this community got together. Mm-hmm. It was really powerful because we were learning so much about the other cities' experiences because every chapter changes with its culture and way of being, you know. For example, here in Bogota, we decided, usually in New York, gives breakfast at the beginning when you get there, and then the talk, and then networking, and then you leave. But it didn't work that well for us because people were leaving right after the talk, so we decided to change it. But it was amazing because we met all these generous organizers, like it was amazing. We became friends, and we were sharing with each other good stories, bad stories, everything that has happened. There are a few chapters that are really strong that have been able to find big sponsors, so they were giving us advice, and you know, it was amazing. And we met Tina and the whole Creative Mornings headquarters team. It was one of the best experiences, and four of us from the team, we traveled to New York.
That's amazing. Well, you will take any excuse to go back to New York.
Yeah, that's true. I'm guilty.
So you say 114 different cities, and they're all in New York. Where was it hosted in New York?
At the MoMA.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were really lucky because the one time we were there and it was at Museum of Modern Art.
That's to hold an event at the MoMA, you know, that you feel pretty special. Now, let's talk a little bit about the topics and things, because I know that you had Juan Manuel Rodriguez, who is known to both of us. I think he helps you organize a little bit or something. I don't know. I saw him on the website. But he's known to both of us, and I know he's in the Bogota Writers Group. Listeners to the show will know that I've interviewed the Bogota Writers Group, and also he has contributed to the book that we recently released, was Gabo, an Irishman. And did he present recently then, Juan Manuel Rodriguez? Or did he do something? What does he do in the topics? It was something a few months ago.
Oh, he did a 30-second pitch about the Bogota Writers
Group. Oh, very good.
This is something we started doing last year, at around November. Mm. It's something we saw in New York.
Yeah.
And a lot of cities do it as well. It's that we have space for two or three persons from the community.
Yeah.
And they have 30 seconds to do a pitch about their project or what they're looking for. So if they're looking for, I don't know, a crew for a project or money or investment, or they want to share their new website or their new book. And it's been really good because that's an element that makes people to attend the events to connect.
Yes, it involves them
more,
it gives them a sense of belonging.
Exactly.
Excellent. And now I've also seen that you had Federico Pardo on as well, who's known to me. I've had coffee with Federico. We've talked about collaborating at some point. Tell me about that show. And tell me about Federico. You know, he's a photographer, a biologist. He's like National Geographic. He's pretty famous.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, so last February, it was our second anniversary.
Yeah.
And we usually like to do special things for our anniversary. So we came up with an idea that the theme was climate.
Uh-huh.
To have three different speakers, because it was our birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to find three persons who could approach to climate in different ways.
Yeah.
So we invited Federico because he's a biologist.
Yes.
And a photographer who then started working as a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
His work is amazing because he has both sides, like the scientific side and the creative side of like making films and make things look nice, and his pictures are amazing. So we invited. And he also has worked a lot with bosques secos, that it's like in the forest and in the Amazonas.
Did he discover a species as well? Something like a frog or something? I think, I don't know. I see things
all the time. No, they are doing a project. They were doing a project recently about an albino monkey.
Albino monkey.
Yeah. Albino monkey that lives in the Amazon, and it's really rare to find.
Okay.
So they found this monkey, and they're working on a few pieces about it. And so it was really great because we invited Federico to share his creative process about working with climate through his documentaries.
Mm.
And he showed a couple of projects of documentaries he has done. He's really talented, and people really like it.
Excellent. Now, and also the other topics. Let's move forward to August action. What kind of thing will you be looking for? So let's use this as a platform as a shout out to potential guests for August for action in Bogota. What? Who are you looking for in particular?
It's a hard question. We do have a couple in mind. I'm not going to say names.
You can't say names.
But it's probably going to be film-oriented.
Okay.
Talented film director here in Colombia.
Yeah. Now, I would imagine, I mean, it's not hard to find people. Now that you've got this, you know, recognition, and now you've got this background, if you approach someone, I imagine they would be incredibly flattered.
We found so many generous speakers. It's been really rewarding, and like we've met a lot of our speakers keep attending Creative Mornings.
Yeah.
And we've had a few cases where we approach someone who is really known or famous, and they say they don't have time or they need to get paid, but we've also have found amazing characters, personalities.
Yeah.
Like Margarita Rosa de Francisco, who said, wow, Creative Mornings is amazing and I want to share my creative process there.
For my English-speaking audience, just explain who Margarita Rosa de Francisco is.
Okay, Margarita Rosa de Francisco is a Colombian actress.
Yes.
Really, I believe she could be one of the most famous Colombian actresses. She's done acting for around 30 years. She's really well known, very talented. She's also a singer. She writes. She's a very creative person, and people love her here in Colombia, and I believe Latin America, because she's known all around Latin America. She's been acting in Spain, in Mexico, and nowadays all around the world.
Excellent.
So it was really amazing also because she usually doesn't like to give too many interviews,
yeah,
or perform, like, so it was really generous and her talk was amazing. She's very talented.
Okay, well, that's excellent. Now, action film. I think that's one I'm going to have to come to. I think that one, action and film. Now, so give me a thing. So now, we're going to wind back here in the last few minutes of the show. You are Maria Linares, you are a composer. How can people see or hear what you've done, and how can they get in touch with you? I'm sure you have a website, I'm sure you have contacts.
Oh,
so promote yourself now.
Okay, so I'm a composer. I specialize in music for picture, that's how I call it. I've done music for commercials, television, documentaries, web series. I love making music. I love to connect picture through my music. And my work, you can see my work at www.marialinaresmusic.com. Also, I'm on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Maria Linares.
Yeah.
And I love to make music.
Excellent. Now, another question for you. In Creative Mornings, as a musician, have you, and a composer, have you given a presentation?
No.
Never? You never thought about doing it? Because I'm sure there's opportunity for you to do that.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah, it's not your thing.
No.
Not yet. And let's take the last 5 minutes of the show, because you are a creative person. I mean, you know, there are ups and downs to this. You know, I write, and I know all about that, and the ups and downs of being my own boss. Wonderful, but at the same time, financially sometimes it's not economically viable. But where do you see yourself here in Bogota in 5 years, or are you going to be back in New York?
No, my plans are to be based here in Colombia.
Yeah.
I can travel if I have different projects, but for now I'm here. I see myself doing music for film and documentaries, and also writing a lot of songs. That's something else I really like to do, some songwriting. I didn't tell you before, but I'm about to finish the recording of my first album.
Oh, yes?
It's like my artist project.
Wow.
So it's going to be released in a couple of months. So
it's all set? It's all released?
Yeah.
You have a company that's releasing it and everything?
No, it's independent.
Uh-huh.
I'm on the last recording. I think we're going to be done next week. And
uh-huh.
Those are all of my songs.
I have to say, what genre of music is it then?
I would say indie.
Indie music.
Yeah.
But and you have a full backing band and everything.
Yeah, we're gonna do some tours and playing. Yeah.
Where can we find out about that? I guess on Maria Linares Music.
Yeah, on Maria Linares Music.
And you've got a full backing band. You're indie. This is not indie punk. This is not indie.
No.
But indie rock. It's indie. All in Spanish.
There's a song in English, actually.
There we go. So now we go. We've got the voice of a new generation coming up. You're going to... Yes, this is amazing. How come you waited this long to tell me that? I guess I didn't steer the conversation that way. What is the title of your album?
Del Otro Lado.
Del Otro Lado.
Yeah.
And your band's name is... Or it's just Maria Linares?
No, it's just Maria Linares, the project.
Yes.
And the band is... It's coming up together... Because I recorded with a lot of musicians who are not
session.
Here in Colombia. No, they're all like really connected to the project because they are great musicians, but also good friends of mine. But a few of them don't live here, so we recorded remotely.
This sounds amazing. So in a year's time, we'll get you back on the show, and you can talk about your about the album and its reception and everything. And of course, we can talk about August as well. You know, how the Bogota Creative Mornings chapter went in its topic and everything. It sounds like a really exciting year for 2015 for Maria Linares.
Yes, it is.
Hi. Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. You've been remarkably informative, and we've had our own little sort of creative morning here over breakfast in the Cafe Brot. So again, thank you for your time. You want to check out Maria's music, it's marialinaresmusic.com. I will put the website up on the Facebook page and promote it and everything. Hopefully I can drive you some business. I'm sure people will be interested in creative mornings here in Bogota. I knew nothing about it before today, really. You've opened my eyes to something. I do want to come and see one or two, and then hopefully get bitten by the bug so that I can come more often. And again, thank you for your time, Maria.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you all for listening.
There's a great show today. I hope that you out there have enjoyed this. This has been Columbia Calling. I've been Richard McCall talking to Maria Linares, and don't forget to tune in next week. We always love to hear back from you. Thank you again.